This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Martin, who has come all the way from London to do his practical training with Train for Trade Skills. Hi Martin, how are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. And yourself?
Thank you for asking, I'm fine. Martin, could you please tell me a little bit about your career up to date, please?
I'm a paint sprayer and I do some carpentry in London. And I always wanted to get into electric, so I started doing the course.
Martin, was there anything which inspired you to go into electrics?
Not particularly. My dad used to do some electrics, but he wasn't qualified, so I suppose I wanted to get the qualification and be able to do it properly.
I would imagine your dad doing some electrical work himself. He gave you that inspiration to go into the electrical business. And I'm just wondering, how are you finding the practical training?
The practical training is very interesting. It's some of it's not easy, but it is still enjoyable because you're learning new things. And the staff here make it a lot easier for you. Everyone is very helpful, makes life a lot easier.
Martin, could I ask you, how did you find about Train for Trade Skills?
It was a small leaflet came through the letterbox and it just had a list of course information and I decided to follow it from there.
And Martin, are you a DIY person? Because you said you have been working for quite a while. I'm just wondering, how are you finding your skills from your previous job useful to what you're currently doing?
In my other job, I do paint spraying, so that isn't really useful here, but I do some carpentry, so the use of tools and screwdrivers and things like that can be quite useful in this trade as well, and also measurements as well.
Okay, so you fancy a change of career, you found about Train for Trade Skills, and you came up to enroll on the practical training with us. Yeah. What's the favourite part of the course for you so far?
Probably when we do practical. That's probably the most interesting and the most enjoyable part of it, doing it in centre.
And what things have you been doing in centre?
We've been doing lighting circuits, ring final circuits, doing other parts with conduit, terminations, things like that.
And Martin, how are you finding combining studying and with your practical training?
Because I get the train every day, it's quite easy to study on the way in the train and on the way back to London as well, so I get a good 2 hours a day. So it's not hard. You'll always find time to do it.
I'm just thinking about the virtual reality program which you have been given with your course. When you come to do your practical training in center, are you finding all the jiggles and pieces of the big puzzle to make sense and actually you're able to apply the knowledge from the books into the real practice?
Yeah, you are. Yeah, they do show you diagrams in the books and then it's not the easiest to understand, but as soon as you come in center and they show you on a practice board or in an actual circuit, it all comes back and it's there right in front of you.
And how is this really to combine your working life and everyday life with your practical training? What would you say about it?
For me, because I'm self-employed, it's not the easiest, but it's literally, if you just take 2 weeks out to come in and do it, it's worth it in the end, because when you get your qualifications, it all makes sense. Mm-hmm. So it's easy enough. As long as they have the willpower and they can find time, they'll be fine.
And is there any advice you would particularly like to give to those people who are not certain yet whether to pursue a career in the trades?
If they're confident enough and believe they can do it and they know they can find time, then they should give it a go.
Okay, because there are ultimate benefits coming after you become qualified, I would imagine.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And what is the big plan for the future after you finish your course and become qualified, Martin?
I'd like to gain experience working with other electricians, then one day I'd like to become independent.
Well, Martin, whatever you do, we wish you best of luck when you become qualified and when you become a successful businessman.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.